6. The Main Altar. Move towards the front of the main altar, where the miracle affresco is enshrined in a precious Baroque marble and gemstone frame. At this point, it is important that you imagine a place very different from what it is now. Until the 17th century, in fact, the chapel was closed. It was decorated by frescoes and paintings of Giovanni Ambrogio from Fossano, known as Bergognone. The miracle image was surrounded by low reliefs of painted wood, portraying the story of the Virgin Mary and her parents, Anna and Gioacchino, an endeavor by brothers and sculptors Antonio and Giovan Pietro de Donati, which today are property of the Civic Museum of Lodi. In 1691, on the proposal of Francesco Lemene, a Lodi poet and officer, that is, the administrator of the city, this chapel was broken through to obtain a deeper apsis. The structure and original decorations were lost, except for the four paintings on the Bergognone panel. These were placed on the sides of the entrance arch of the apsis, where today the paintings of the workshop of Fulvio Piazza are located. Now, the former paintings are situated in the St. Paul Chapel, about which we will speak later. The new frescoes, late Baroque, were done by Andrea Lanzani and Stefano Maria Legnani, known as Legnanino. Lanzani painted the crowning of the Virgin Mary on the dome and Legnanino the story of Esther and Ahasuerus along the walls. The entire apsis area is protected by an iron gate, built in the mid-15th century from a project by Scipione Piazza.